Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 2nd. The grains closed sharply lower. December corn down 15.5 cents, 594.25. September wheat down 25.5 cents at 774.75. And November beans down 19.5 cents at 1386.5. Market just can't get over Pelosi making this trip to Taiwan. She landed there this morning, our time. I have no idea what she's doing there, what she's trying to accomplish. But the Chinese aren't real happy about it. It seems to be they're more saber-rattling than anything else. They've threatened dire consequences if Pelosi was going to show up there. It looks like the most they've done so far is to put a few ships in the Straits of Taiwan and increase military exercises. But certainly no missiles being fired, no shelling, no nothing. So maybe it's a lot of hooyah. But, you know, the Chinese can still retaliate against the U.S. by looking for other sellers of grain, particularly South America and particularly Brazil. So I think that's what's worrying the markets. That's why we closed lower here today. The fact that the crop ratings didn't decline, they were unchanged, I think put some weight on the corn market. The fact that this ship out of Odessa, which is loaded with corn, is making its way through the Black Sea. And so far it looks like it's going to make it to its destination. But, you know, who knows at the last minute what the Russians could do. So nobody wants to hold their breath there. But if it does go through, you know, I think we'll see a little bit more action of getting more ships out, more grain trading around the world, and less demand for U.S. grain, per se. Wheat market, again, because of the ships going through and the dollar a bit stronger here again, put some pressure on the wheat market. We saw the improvement in the spring wheat ratings. I think that was part of it. The weather doesn't look too bad. And, you know, there's just all this geopolitical stuff between the Russians and the Chinese. There's plenty of uncertainty out here, and the market generally doesn't like uncertainty, so down we go here. The soybeans put up a pretty good fight all day. Several times they were only 2 or 3 cents lower on the day, but they came back, and that was the best they could do with it, and then they were influenced by the corn and the wheat market out here. The beans broke 20 cents off their highs. The Augino spread, which has been pretty interesting, it got out to $2.12, closed at 182.75, so about a 30 cent break on that spread here today. That's pretty significant in my opinion. There's been all kinds of near-term demand for July beans, now August beans, but today may have been the straw that broke the camel's back, going from sharply higher to closing lower. I think that's got to be a little bit disconcerting for the bulls out here. Let's see, what else do we have? That's really about it. Obviously, everybody will be watching the Chinese and the Russians tonight to see if they do anything, and that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.